July 4th is when we as Americans celebrate our independence. This holiday is typically marked with picnics and barbecues, hot dogs and hamburgers and lots of fireworks, displays that light up the sky with a glorious array of colors. For many, while we may have learned about the Revolutionary War when we were in school, and even studied the Declaration of Independence and why our founders drafted that document, that war, and our nation's animosity toward England and the British Crown is long ago and far away. We as a nation have strong and lasting ties with England. We are allies, two democratic nations that share much. It is with this in mind that I tip my hat to that nation for its recent decision to ban the teaching of creationism from what we in the United States would call our public schools. You heard me correctly. In a recent document, the UK has banned the teaching of creationism, saying, "Creationism is rejected by most mainstream churches and religious traditions, including the major providers of state-funded schools such as the Anglican and Catholic churches, as well as the scientific community. It does not accord with the scientific consensus or the very large body of established scientific evidence, nor does it accurately and consistently employ the scientific method, and as such, it should not be presented to pupils at the academy as a scientific theory." Wow. We here in the States can learn a lot from this. Creationism, for the purposes of this ruling, was defined as, quote, "any doctrine or theory which holds that natural biological processes cannot account for the history, diversity, and complexity of life on Earth, and therefore rejects the scientific theory of evolution," unquote. This is incredibly impressive. To have a nation say with clarity that we value science and the scientific enterprise, and that this is what we're going to teach to our students, the best science has to offer, and not to be drawn into this pseudo-conflict about evolution and creationism propagated by folks who want to get their religious perspective into the public schools. Given that here, in the United States, a recent Gallup poll confirmed that over 40% of Americans believe that God created humans in their current form about 10,000 years ago, we could learn something from our cousins across the pond. While we may have won the Revolutionary War, they seem to be leading in the battle for science. I'm Rabbi Robert Barr of Congregation Beth Adam. I invite you to take a look at my Jewish Legends Revisited. You can find them in the Apple Bookstore. I also encourage you to go to our sister website, ourjewishcommunity.org. And as always, thanks for listening.